Here's the thought I'll title Niagara Falls, Witch Essence. I said on this trip I was going to attempt an experiment to see in sixes as often as I could. Well, my first opportunity was at Niagara Falls, which I spent most of the morning at this morning. And after we parked the car and walked on down to the edge of the falls, my first inclination was to take a picture of the falls. After all, it's called Niagara Falls, and the falls would seem to be the important subject. But then I started the process of trying to see in sixes by asking a simple question. What is the essence of this experience? Surprisingly, it wasn't the rushing waters that plunge over the edge of the cliff. Instead, the overriding experience was the mist that rose from the chaos of the waterfall. And depending on which way the little breeze was blowing, I either got soaked or I dried out in the sun. In fact, alternately, first one then the other. I found myself realizing that experientially, I wasn't experiencing the falls. Experientially, it was all about the mist. So I decided to try to do a Seeing in Sixes project about the mist. Suddenly that changed what I was taking pictures of. Instead of taking pictures of the water, I was looking above the water at the mist. I was looking at the way the mist was obscuring the various hotels and high-rises that were across the river in Canada. I found myself looking at the mist in relationship to the trees and the mist in relationship to the tourists at the overlook locations. And once I had decided that the essence of the experience was the mist, it became pretty easy to expand my focus beyond just trying to take a picture of the water. And in particular, that moment right at the crest when the water falls off the edge of the rock. Instead of pointing my camera at that thing, I moved the composition just a little bit so that the focus of the composition became not the water on the rock, but rather the water and the mist. Knowing that I was going to want to end up with a six-image project, I spent the morning looking for those compositions from several overview locations and ended up with about 20 images, plus or minus, that I'll be able to edit down to six that really say something interesting about the mist. I don't have a title yet. Niagara Falls Mist, I guess, would be the logical one. I'll let that simmer a little bit before I make a commitment to it. But I guess for me, the real lesson of this morning was not to get so locked on to the title of the place, Niagara Falls, and instead let go of that a little bit and try to lock on photographically to the experience. And when I start working with the images, I'll know whether or not that succeeded. But I'm a lot more optimistic that it has the opportunity to create a Seeing in Sixes project than if I had simply attempted a picture of the waterfall, because that's what I was supposed to take a picture of.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.